Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 5, verses 38 and 39. Gamaliel said, "My advice is leave these men alone. Let them go. If they're planning and doing these things merely on their own, it'll soon be overthrown. But if it is from God, you'll not be able to overthrow them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." The success of Peter and John's healing and preaching ministry was deeply irritating to the Jewish authorities. They were anxious to silence them, but nothing seemed to be working. They tried imprisoning them, but the apostles miraculously managed to escape and carry on their preaching ministry in the temple. So once again, they were hauled before the Jewish leaders, who became so furious that many of them wanted to put Peter and John to death. Gamaliel, as one of the most prominent rabbis of the time, was greatly respected by everyone. He was so revered that he was given the title Rabban, which literally means our teacher, to distinguish him from the other ordinary rabbis. Gamaliel suggested that it would not be wise to take action against the apostles. If the new movement was not of God, it would fizzle out anyway, he argued. The decision was made to flog the apostles instead and let them go. Rabban Gamaliel, the wise Pharisee, was right. It is impossible to stop God. Last century, there were many organized attempts to banish Christianity, particularly under communism. The church in China was placed under massive pressure during the Cultural Revolution from 1966 to 76. Thousands of Christians were imprisoned and subjected to humiliation. But the church was merely driven underground. And since that time, it has grown enormously. It's impossible to know how many Christians there are in China today, but it's estimated to be about 100 million people. When God is at work, it is impossible to stop him, however hard people try. Now let me ask you a question. In what way do Gamaliel's words encourage you? And now let me pray with you. We praise you, loving God, that ultimately no one can stand in the way of your plans. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.